Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
As people may know, a ceasefire has been in effect. Hezbollah terrorists, however, have violated the ceasefire on a number of occasions using unmanned aerial vehicles launched from Lebanon. A 25-year-old man was seriously injured from interceptor fragments, and a 40-year-old man moderately injured in another incident. In a number of very unfortunate and deadly incidents, the military announced a few reservists perished as a result of explosive device detonations while scanning a building, being hit by an explosive, as well as a Humvee overturning. In these incidents, a good number of IDF soldiers were injured, one seriously, some moderately, and some lightly. The IDF holds and will continue to hold all the areas it has cleared and captured since the beginning of the war. Netanyahu made the following comments regarding the ceasefire with Lebanon. Quote, "We remain in Lebanon in a reinforced security zone. We are not leaving." Unquote.
For a ceasefire, there sure were a lot of incidents in the north this week.
Yes, even in Syria, the neighboring nation to the northeast. Syrian authorities apprehended a Hezbollah terror cell that was preparing to launch rockets at Israel. Two terrorists were arrested and several rockets and launchers were seized. There was also an interception over Metula on the northern Israeli border. For the listeners' information, donations from our Canadian Jewish communities funded one of the most beautiful resort and sports center in Metula called the Canada Center. It was inaugurated in 1995. It houses the Canada-Israel Hockey School, which trains several Israeli hockey players, and is home to several ice hockey teams.
That's wonderful. Hockey in Israel? Who knew?
Yes. Who would think hockey is a favorite sport in northern Israel? But they are very much in harm's way. Also, an unfortunate incident happened in a Christian village in southern Lebanon. An IDF soldier broke a statue of Jesus, and a soldier filmed it. An immediate inquiry took place and determined the soldier's conduct completely deviated from IDF orders and values. The IDF expressed deep regret over the incident and emphasizes its operations in Lebanon are directed solely against the Hezbollah terrorist organization and other terrorist groups and not against Lebanese civilians. The IDF transferred a new statue to this village to replace the damaged one. Both soldiers were sentenced to 30 days of imprisonment by the military court and will not be on any combat position anymore.
That is very unfortunate, but good on Israel to remedy the situation in a very timely manner. Is there anything more, Suzanne, and how would you suggest we pray this week?
Yes, on April 21st, Israel entered its most solemn 48 hours as a modern state, the time in which they mourn their fallen soldiers and victims of terror, where Psalm 83 is read to lament the fallen, followed immediately by the celebration of their 78th Independence Day. The Defense Ministry informed that there are currently 59,583 bereaved family members in Israel, including parents, widows, children, and siblings of the fallen, with 7,165 relatives added since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack. A two-minute siren was sounded ahead of the national memorial ceremonies at all Israel's 52 military cemeteries. No other nation marks two such events back-to-back. For Israel, it is part of their fabric. A miracle in 1948 with the rebirth of a nation, with Holocaust survivors becoming frontline soldiers. Today, almost every family in Israel has lost someone in war or in a terror attack. Their lives and stories will never be forgotten. We cherish and honor all of their memories. Finally, our local Atlantic Canada Jewish Council made this statement, quote, "Marking the 78th anniversary of the State of Israel, a time to reflect on history, resilience, and hope, may this day inspire continued dialogue, understanding, and a shared commitment to peace," unquote. I do want to personally thank everyone who came out on Tuesday night, the 21st, to stand with our Jewish Monctonian community at the synagogue to remember the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust. Many city councilmen were present. Our Jewish community was very grateful. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Protection over Israelis and the Middle East Gulf nations from missiles from Iran and Lebanon to the north. Dismantling of Hezbollah terrorist regime in Lebanon. A swift end of the war through the current ceasefire. Enable Iranians to restore freedom, liberty, and justice to their nation. Canadians having courage always to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada. Declare Psalm 30, especially verse 5 that declares, weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
As always, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.